USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter to warn the Iranian president that he will face dire consequences if he continues to threaten the United States. Congressman Doug Collins on what message Iran should take from the president's tweets.
Well, I think it means that they can no longer manipulate a weak and meandering president that they had in President Obama, who just wanted to apologize to the world and be a weak link in basically a security chain. When you face a bully, when you face someone who wants to say one thing on one side and then see death and destruction around the world on another, they do not need to be played with. They need to be stood up to.
Members of the House and Senate are working on a phase two to President Trump's tax cut plan. Congressman Steve Scalise on what that plan would entail.
The plan's to continue focusing on getting the economy moving, seeing this great economic growth, and then locking it in. We're going to bring some more bills to cut taxes. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.